This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You can always tell if it's Fashion Week here in New York if the slush in the crosswalk is higher than a Jimmy Choo boot. The fashion industry has formally incorporated the weather into its curriculum, Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Gary Wolfe teaches fashion business management at the Fashion Institute of Technology. But the class he's teaching today sounds a lot like math, at least to an outsider.
So if it's positive, there's no lost sales, and it's still zero. Okay.
Wolfe co-teaches this course called Predictive Analytics for Planning and Forecasting. It's the first time FIT has married math and the business of fashion to help students understand a huge influence on buying behavior, weather.
Ever since I've been in this industry, which is my entire life, everyone's blamed the weather for their gains and their losses.
Everyone being retailers, especially fashion retailers. A warm December or chilly June can mean millions of dollars in lost sales of seasonal merchandise. But these days, big data is giving professional analysts and these students an edge in predicting how weather could affect sales or inventory buildup. Student Amy Condy says they're looking at things like
whether or not there's going to be a spike in the demand of winter coats for certain months, and then we de-seasonalize, re-seasonalize, and then, basically ensure that we're getting the right amount of product.
That de-seasonalizing she mentions, it's a complicated calculation that's a way to smooth out data in a calendar year. Climate change is making the weather more volatile, and businesses are using analytics to mitigate the effects on sales. Evan Gold is a vice president at Planalytics. It's a firm that helps retailers quantify the economic impact of weather. He says, for example, a year ago, December in the East was much warmer than usual. So when that forecast came in, his advice to clients desperate to shift thousands of coats and sweaters?
Focus on areas where it was cold and either move the product there or try to do some regional marketing to get customers into the areas where it was going to be cold.
He says these days, most consumers don't buy a season ahead. They buy when they feel the need. And he says weather is the biggest external driver of need. At the end of 2016, there was a sudden cold snap in the East. It was a perfect opportunity to hit up consumers who hadn't yet invested in warm clothing.
So retailers and businesses will market to those consumers either on mobile devices or traditional email to get them to come into their specific place of business.
That cold period gave retailers selling coats, boots, and gloves a $350 million boost over the year before. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.